Yes. Do what? Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Well, it's good to see all of you here tonight, knowing that this is our Wednesday night midweek worship service. I think midweek worship service is always a good thing. It's the one where you got to put some effort in it because you went to work all day, but you come out anyway, and you get part of the worship. And I think it just is a strengthening piece for each one of us. Tonight, I want to talk to you about spiritual things. I want to talk to you about there's more going on than what you can see. There's more going on than what you can see. I want to read a couple of scriptures from two different books tonight. And I'm going to kind of put some things together about spiritual things tonight. So in 2 Kings chapter 6, I'm only going to read just a short piece of it. But I'll just tell you, there's an army that's come up around God's man, his prophet, and his helper, and his servant. And this is how it looks. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. When the servant of the man of God got up and he went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. He said, "Oh, no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. If we turn over to the book of Mark chapter 1, we see Jesus beginning his ministry after time of temptation into the desert. It comes in here, Mark chapter 1, he's in Capernaum. Verse 23 says, "Just then a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, 'What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' 'Be quiet,' Jesus said sternly. 'Come out of him.' The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, 'What is this, a new teaching? And with authority, he even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him.' News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee." There is always something more than what you can see. Both of these stories, one is in the Old Testament, one is in the New. Both of these stories, there were people there, and people didn't know what was going on in the midst and what was going wrong around them. I don't think we know right now what's really going on around us. There is a spiritual world that is real. I want to share some things with you that I believe that are practical learning points, learning pieces that I know from my walk as a Christian for quite a long time. And I hope that you understand. And I hope you believe the same. And then we'll come back to some of these scriptures. I want to let you know right now, in this, you know, just knowing that we are talking about spiritual things, and that the spiritual world is real. Now, I say these points, I want you to think about them for a minute, and I want you to ponder upon those things that I'm going to say, and I want you to think, is it real? Do I believe in that? Okay? God is real. God did create the earth. God did breathe a living spirit into man. God is real. And you don't have to believe it or not to make him real or not. He is real. Jesus Christ is real. You know, whenever time I preach an intimate message, I always have problems with this system every time to bug me. But we're going to move forward. Jesus is real. Whether you believe it or not, he did come on this earth, lived the perfected life, and died, was buried, and he did resurrect. Jesus is God's son, and that's a fact. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. The Bible says the Holy Spirit dwells in every believer. If you don't have Jesus Christ, certainly you do not have the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is real. It's who talks to you about, is Jesus real? When you were lost and you come to Christ, the Holy Spirit is the one that begins that conversation in your heart and in your mind. So God is real, Jesus is real, and the Holy Spirit is real. But also this life is temporary. It's temporary. And this life is temporary. But the next life is eternal. This life is short. It's what we see. It's where we live. But the next life is eternal. It is everlasting. Whether you believe it or not, it is real. And tonight there are a lot of people that believe in it, and there's a lot of people that do not. There are angels. I'm not talking like the ones you see in the movies. There are angels. And they've been around a long time. They minister to us. And most of us will never see one. But it doesn't mean they're not there. They do the works of God. They are the servants that do the works of God. Now, I've just said a few things right now that is real, that is God is real, Jesus is real. There is a Holy Spirit. There is a life that we're living here. It is temporary. And there is a life that is going to happen for all of us, an eternal life. There are angels. But there are also demons. And not the kind of demons that some people have an image of. Whatever we have an image of demons, their actions are worse than anything we can imagine. They do evil things. They have no intention of doing anything good. If it's good, they have an even evil intention that is stronger behind it. Evil is real, and demons are real. Satan is real. He's real. Now, if you don't believe in that, he is real. Just because you don't believe him doesn't mean he's not real. It's his greatest weapon that you don't believe in him so he can do whatever he wants around you and with you. He is real. Most people are blind to the spiritual world. And in fact, all lost people are blind to the true spiritual world. The Bible says in Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. He doesn't want them to hear the gospel. 1 Peter 5:8 says he roars back and forth on the earth, seeking, he's like a lion, seeking who he may devour. In the book of Job, he's there, caught in amongst the angels, and the Lord says, what are you doing here? What have you been doing? What are you doing? Going back and forth, roaming back and forth on the earth. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him on this earth. And that's exactly what Satan was doing. Looking for the good in the world to tear it apart and destroy it. There is a Satan, and he's real. And most people are blinded. Lost people are blinded, but unfortunately some Christians are blinded by their own ego, by their denominational beliefs, by their education. Satan doesn't care how, as long as you don't know he's real. A truth is this, salvation is man's only hope. Because we live a life that's physical life here that's temporary and a eternal life that is later. And man is doomed, and the only way for salvation is through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Jesus Christ is the only hope for redemption. Because all people are lost. Every one of us were lost at one time. And we had to go through Jesus Christ for salvation. These are spiritual things. And the spiritual things are more important than the worldly and fleshly things. There is a war that is going on in this world. The lost don't know it. The lost believe that it is economics or politics. Or whatever it is. But there is a spiritual war that is going on for the souls of people. The most valuable thing in the world are people. And there is a spiritual war that is going on. And the lost don't know it, and they surely can't see it. But unfortunately, there are many Christians who do not see this world. You see, tonight, you may not know it, but I believe this, and you may think I'm nuts, but I believe that God puts His angels around people. I believe tonight there are a few probably in this room tonight. I don't know if you believe it, but I do. And I've been around a little bit. And I've seen a few things. Spiritual things are important. There is a heaven. And a lot of people say there is a heaven. There is. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. And I also know that there is a hell. And hell are not for bad people, because if it was so, all of us would be there. Hell is for those who've turned their back and refused to come to Jesus Christ for redemption and salvation. Hell is filled up with grandmas and grandpas. I'm sorry to say, but grandma and grandpas, just because they're old, if they don't know Christ, they lived a full life. And they chose not to live with Christ. They refused. Hell is real because sin is real. Hell is created for Satan and angels, the fallen ones. The occult is real. Stay away from it. There is a luring part. Let me tell you how real it is. It's real. I was on the phone with someone today, and they told me they ran into a person that used to be a member of this church. She is now dating. As they said, satanic worshiper. Something went off when they came. Something happened. Which reminds me, you can sit under years and years of preaching. And you can be here in the flesh, but if you don't get it in the spirit, you just was an attender. People mess with the occult all the time. It's something that the dark side wants people to get involved in, wants even believers to get involved in, because it's itchy ears. It draws us in. There's a darkness that always pulls people. It's real. Whether you believe it or not. Christian lives are supposed to be lived out. Not to be talked about, but to be lived out. So I know that as a Christian, I'm supposed to live my life once I become saved like I'm supposed to before God. I need to live it out because spiritual things weigh in the balance. Spiritual gifts are real. The spiritual gift of hospitality is a real thing. But also the spiritual gift of discernment is a real thing. God, give that. Holy Spirit, give that to us as the church needs it, as He calls certain people to have certain spiritual gifts. God has given that to us through the Holy Spirit so that we might be equipped to do spiritual things. I'm not going to bust your bubble, I hope, but the flood did happen. It amazes me the fight that went on to keep the ark from being built, the one over in Ohio. But we'll build clubs, we'll build strip joints, but the ark, let's make a lawsuit out of it. Why? Because Satan doesn't want it to come out that it did happen. There was a flood, and there was a family, and there was a man named Noah. It did happen. The flood did happen. But not only did the flood happen, these are obstacles that people have. Jonah did get swallowed by a great fish. I call it a whale, but a great fish. It did happen, whether you believe it or not. And Jesus did walk on water. That's scientifically impossible because you're thinking in the flesh. With God, all things are possible. Jesus did walk on the water. This is God's letter to us. This is real. It is the inherent word of God. It is the real deal. God used men to write it, of course, but God spoke to these men to write it. Whether you believe it or not, God's word is real. You see all this stuff about spiritual things tonight? It's about your faith. Do you believe? Do you believe in the spiritual things? You have physical eyes. That is truth. We all have physical eyes. And you're to use them to see. So I don't step off the stage or you don't walk into things. But I want you to know, when you become a believer in Christ, God opens your eyes spiritually that were darkened ever since you were born. And God opens your spiritual eyes. That's why you can walk into a room with the power of the Holy Spirit. You can walk in and you can see the room as it is. But there's other eyes that you have that you see spiritual. You know what's going on in the room spiritually. You can see things spiritually. It doesn't mean that you're seeing angels and demons and all those things. But you take those in spiritually. And let me just make a point of it. There are people who have seen manifestations and things of that sort. Just because you have it doesn't mean that it's not real. Now let me remind you, God is bigger than you. The world is bigger than you. And the system is bigger than you. Which brings me to my next point. God is in control whether you think He is or not. God is in control. Which as a believer, trying to get more mature, lets me have a peace with this. With what's going around in my world, I understand that if God's in control, then He has control over me, and that my life is okay. I'm in the safety net and in the palm of the Lord's hands. Matter of fact, the Scripture says that no one can snatch me out. No one can snatch you out of God's hand. But God is in control of all things. Whether you think so or not, this is His world. Those stars out there are His. You know there's a star named Wormwood in the book of Revelation? It's going to land on this earth and boom, at the end of time. It has a name. Well, how do we know that? Well, we read in other scriptures that God has given every star has a name. You see, it's much bigger than you and I are. That's just a little piece. If you want your mind to be blown away, go to the last few chapters of the book of Job, and God speaks to Job. Every time I read it, I shrink about that size. Reminds me that I know nothing. God is in control. Here's another truth that I know. God wants you to turn your life to Jesus and let Jesus lead your life. Because you're no good at it. You're no good at it. We're no good at doing life without Jesus and doing it well. We can't do it without Him. And I don't know what it is, but the older you get, the more you figure that out. You got a lot more knots on my head. There is more going on than you know. The Bible says also that this is a true principle. And you're not going to get your mama to stand with you. Daddy's not going to come and speak for you. You're going to stand there on your own. But the Bible says that every man will give an account before God. That every man's going to stand before God and give an account of his life or her life. And there's no one going to be there and you're going to be good. It's just not going to work. It works if you have Jesus with you because your sins are forgiven. But if you're standing there alone, you're standing at the great white throne judgment. That's not a place you want to be. But the Bible says every man will give an account of his life because God is judge. Jesus Christ is judge. Let me read this again to you so that we might understand just a little bit more. You see, I read those scriptures pretty fast for us tonight. And I wanted to read them fast because I just wanted to get through those scriptures because I want to come back and I want to read them again. And I want you to think about the things we just talked about. He says, and back in 2 Kings, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early in the morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. He said, oh no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. The man sees it. He is a believer in God. He sees the crowd. He sees the enemy right there. And that's all he sees in the flesh. Fear rises up. Let me tell you, Satan loves to use the weapon of fear. Our eyes, he sees it. But here it is. Don't be afraid. How can someone say, don't be afraid? The prophet said, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Let me tell you, Elijah could see things that others couldn't see. Now, he was a prophet. God did some amazing things, but he could see things that others cannot see. Can I tell you, as a pastor here, I see the budget. I know what the budgets are. We all pretty much do. If you don't know what the budgets are, you can go right outside this door. You can get your budget sheet for this church and know where the money's going. Transparency. It's a good thing. Amen? But I can look at that budget, and I can tell you this. We've had people throughout our whole lifetime in our church that people will get real nervous when we don't have money. Do I get a little nervous? I get a little nervous from time to time. But I know this. I see it with my fleshly eyes that the accounts are down. But in my spirit, in my fleshly, on my physical, on my spiritual eyes, I'll say it right, in my spiritual eyes, I see that that those funds are coming. Now, how do I do that? How do we do it? We know that we don't have it, but we know that we're doing what God's called us to do. We rely on scriptures. You have not because you ask not. It says, ask, you receive. Seek, you'll find. Knock, and door shall be open. In the flesh, it's always about what we see. In the spiritual part, it's not what you see physically, just that. But you have to open up your horizons and your mind, your heart, and your spirit, knowing that there is a God. I serve Him. His Holy Spirit is in me. I'm a child of God. I got all those things that are starting to move inside myself. I'm reminded who He is, reminded that I am just the clay and He's the potter, that He's going to take care of it. So I know my supplier, Jesus Christ. The funds are coming. And I'm okay. But that shakes people up. And I find myself right here. You have found yourself right here. So Elijah turns around and he says, listen, there are those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And then Elijah prayed. He said, open his eyes, Lord. Open his eyes. Because all he sees is the flesh. He sees them. But he said, and the Lord opened his eyes And he looked and he saw the hill was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. You know that army out there that was there in the flesh? They didn't know they were there. Now, what I say just a few minutes ago in this service, how many of you would think that there are angels in this room? Now, I might be just crazy enough to say there might be more than one. Now, how would you say there might be more than five? How about you may say that the whole balcony might be full tonight? Because listen to me real closely. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And if there's only three churches having service tonight, and there's 5,000, let's say there's 1,000 angels in the region of Huntington, Indiana. And there's only three churches having service tonight. We might have more angels on a Wednesday night. You know where I'm going? Than a Sunday morning. Because there's a lot more churches. They got a lot more places. I don't know, but I know what? I know this. They're here. Because the scripture says they're ministering to the children of God. And tonight we're here. Now we don't need to call, Lord, open our eyes. We might see. No, we don't want to. No, why? We don't need to know that. God's word tells us that. Now, sometimes you might be in a spot and God may allow that to happen. You might get to see some. You might get to see that. What a privilege that is. But let me tell you, just because you see one don't mean you'll believe. They saw Jesus heal people. I couldn't walk. I couldn't see. And they still said, I don't believe. I believe in the, Jesus says, at least believe in the miracles. Listen, do you think if somebody walked on water and you watched them walk on water, you think you'd stick with that person for the rest of your life, wouldn't you? Oh, they end up doing it. But when he was arrested, they all fled. They all fled. Don't think because you see something that you're going to be this great believer. Now moving over in Mark, the second passage that we read tonight, they're in the synagogue. We are in the church house, the synagogue tonight. We're in the church house tonight. Believers, right? Right? Believers, right? Let's check it out. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed. Uh-oh. So a person in the church is possessed? Now, what did we just say? We said that we believe that there are opportunities where angels could be in the room tonight, but there was a demonic spirit sitting in the pew. What did I say? There's more going on around you than what you know. This is a heavier kind of message. Hopefully you can grasp it, and because it really... Some of us was like, yeah, I get it, Jimmy. I got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. But some of us are really wrestling. Come on, man. Is that really real? Really? Is it really real? Let me tell you, if you can't get past Jesus walked on water and the flood did happen, and Jonah was in the belly of a great fish, you're going to have problems with everything else. Because let me tell you, you can't be the Christian God wants you to be when you only believe half of the Bible. And when you only believe half and parts of the Bible and not other parts, you don't believe the Bible at all. You're just picking what suits you. And it's not about you. It's about the story of God and his love for people. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out. They didn't know he was impure. They didn't know it. But he cried out. He couldn't help but to cry out because Jesus was in the midst. Now, I know that some of you come to me and asked about certain people in the church. Hey, I think that person over there might have a demonic spirit in that person. We've had that here. Right, Carla? We've had that here. We've been around for 20 years. Yes, we've had it in this church. We've had it in our church. Scott can testify to it too. We've had it in our church. He says, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. That wasn't the demonic wasn't threatened by anybody else in the synagogue but Jesus himself. And he couldn't help but reveal who he was. And you'll see this in the first three, four, five chapters of the book of Mark. They just can't help but go out there and throw themselves in front of him. And Jesus says, be quiet. And Jesus said, come out. And he came out. Can I tell you that churches are not always filled with holy people? Now, I want to tell you tonight, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're a holy person. You may not be acting like it today, but God's saying you're holy. What did we talk about a couple of weeks? He said, be holy. I am holy, so be holy. But there are things that are happening around us, and we need to wake up in this church. We need to wake up and know, we just need to make sure our minds and our hearts spiritually are in tune, that there are dark things that are moving around us. That doesn't mean we attack and we do all those things, but we need to learn how to deal with those things when they happen. Especially you that have the spiritual gift of discernment. And so there's all these things that are happening in the spiritual world. Why is all this happening? I believe that the spiritual world is more real than the physical world. One, because the spiritual world was here longer than the physical world. It's a lot older. It's always been. The Lord has always been. We're not that old in this world. We're self-destructive. You know that, don't you? We're self-destructive. We're taking ourselves out. But there's a power behind all that. And that's Satan himself. Satan is turning our young people's minds into mush. It's just turning it away into anger. Anger is so strong right now, and bitterness and hatred. There's so much anger out there. There's some spiritual work going on behind that. I'm going to go to one more scripture before I close out tonight because I want you to understand spiritual things are real. Some of you may know where I'm going. I'm going to Ephesians chapter 6 just for a moment. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. I like that. You can be strong in yourself. You've got to be strong in the Lord. We're talking about spiritual things tonight. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. We have to take our stand against the devil's schemes. Let me tell you, he's out to take you out. You know, Satan loves divorce. Not getting in and all that. He loves suicide. You know that? He loves death. He don't care how it's packaged. He loves death. Oh, and he loves that. He loves cancer. He loves strip joints. He loves bars. He loves dirty deals. He loves men and women in suits that lie and cheat and steal people's money. And he loves the little kid that goes in the candy store and steals for the first time. He don't care how he does it. He's got all kinds of schemes. And verse 12, he says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. What's he saying? It's not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual thing. I don't care who it is. I don't care the strongest man in the world. Satan's in front of him. They can't whip him at all. It's just not going to happen. I challenge you, read the book of Jude, and you'll find this little bitty part about the Archangel Michael and Satan disputing over Moses' body. Two generals. Man, step out of that. Step out. We're talking about two generals thousands of years old. You want to be an expert something? Watch it. And keep watching it over and over. Bird watchers. I think, Seth, you're a bird watcher, right? Probably know more about birds than anybody else. Why? Because you watch birds. Now, some people are like, that's boring, right? My mother's husband, Gerald, is a bird watcher. And I got into it a little bit, but he knew all those birds. So you watch birds, you get to know birds. Let me tell you what Satan does. He's been watching man since the Garden of Eden. He's been getting men and women to do the same things over and over. He knows what trips people up. He is a pro with his schemes. And you'll never out-con the original con artist. I'm not giving him no glory. I'm just calling out what he is. You'll never outlie him because he'll outlie you up and over. And you'll never trick him. He's already beat you when you thought you had him. And then I go, thank God for Jesus Christ, because he can't beat him. But it's not against flesh and blood. We need to understand that. But it's against rulers. They are organized. Why? Why he mimics everything that God does? Because God is organized. Organized. There's rulers. Our battles against the authorities, not against government. I've seen commentary. I've just pushed them away because the scripture says it's not against flesh and blood. So that's what it says, and it gives you the list of what it is. It's against the authorities, against powers of the dark world. There are powers that we cannot handle. This is why God has his angels. It's powers against this dark world and against spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. This is a lot of spiritual stuff in those verses. A lot of spiritual stuff. But God's not telling us. The writer's not telling us we got to go out and beat him. He said, no, we just got to fight the good fight. We just got to do what we can do. We got to be strong in the Lord. Satan has tried to take this church out several times. Sitting out here waiting for another opportunity. Just waiting and watching. And he might just try to pick you to see if you'll bite on a gossip that'll tear a family up. To see if you might bite on something. Listen, churches split, and it always starts with gossip. Eve. What did God say about that fruit? You see what I'm saying? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. What are you saying? Listen, you got to put on the full armor of God. Not the stuff you can buy at the not full armor of God. Not the full armor of education. Not the full armor of service, but the full armor of God. Because, listen, living as a Christian in this world, your eyes are spiritually open now. You have Jesus Christ is in you. The Holy Spirit's in you. Listen, you will be attacked. You will be attacked. And it will happen. It will happen. There are spiritual things that are going on around us. And I'll close with this. God is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. Angels are real. But demons are real too. And Satan is real too. If you were born and you had a birth, the government has a place, a little square off to the side. Oh, there's the death date. You're born, the Bible says, you're born, you'll die. From the dust we came, the dust we shall return. Not my words, but God's word is true, and God's word says that. I want to challenge you that you ask God to let you start seeing things a little more spiritual. Not just things in the flesh, but see things a little more spiritual. Listen with your spiritual ears. Take a moment and watch or look around spiritually. God, what are you doing? What is it that you want me to do? What do you have for me today? Do I need to go over and pray with that person? God wants you to be spiritually active. And this church needs to be spiritually active in spiritual things to be success, to be successful in the way that God wants us to be. There's days we got to fight. There's days we're going to pray. There's days we're going to fast. There's days we're going to worship. There's days we're going to serve. There's days we're going to help people. There's days. There's days where our faith is going to be challenged. And you got to believe that God is who He says He is. That Jesus is who He says He is. And that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that is in me than He who is in the world. I lift my eyes up to the hills and ask, where does my help come from? It comes from the Creator of heaven and earth. Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. And it just pumps you up. It's not how tough you are. It's just you believe in those scriptures, and they just start building up around you, and they build up around you, and they make you strong. They make you strong that you might stand before the enemy and win this fight today, because you did it in the Spirit and in the power of God's strength. Amen? Father, as we close out this service knowing that spiritual things are real, help us to understand. There's a lot to take in tonight. Some things seem to be simple, but sometimes simple things can be complicated when we take a moment just to think about them. I pray tonight that Your Spirit will move upon us in a way that only You can. For those that are here tonight, those that are watching online, that You'll speak to them and remind them that life is just not about the things of the flesh. But there is life, and there's a world that is so much more alive. And that is the spiritual world. Thank You for salvation, because it is real. I ask tonight that You move on us in the way that You can, Jesus. And we ask it in Your Son's name. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand tonight and give You an opportunity to share with the Lord what You'd have for Him, what He'd have for you.